Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, June the 13th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And we did give you a winner last week. My pick four hit for about $350 up at the Belmont at Saratoga meet. So if you played that, you have a little extra to play with this week. And Jim, we're going to take a look at Delaware Park, not a track that we go to often for this podcast, but they have a nice card on Saturday, and there's three stakes in the late pick four that starts in the ninth, and some familiar names among the horses and the jockeys. So this will be fun to handicap the late pick four at Delaware. And it starts in the ninth race, the Cape Henlopen Stakes, mile and a half on the turf for three-year-olds and up. And you've got some horses that we saw at the Keeneland Spring Meet. How'd you see it?
Yeah, I saw this as a race that if you can judge horses by how far they ran behind Burnham Square, and that's just, and you look at these three or four horses that ran against him, and they didn't come close, but I'm using a couple of them. Devio, the horse that's on the inside with Johnny Velasquez, ran second in the Elkhorn, got beat 9 3/4. Nobody was going to beat Burnham Square that day, but he's got an 89 buyer at a mile and a half. He's kind of a mile and a half specialist. This will be his fifth time at a mile and a half. And he's won once at Delaware. So he's probably going to be the favorite on the inside, but there's a couple of horses on the outside that I used. Vote No ran actually closer to Burnham Square in the Louisville on May 16th at Churchill at a mile and a half. And only got beat 6 3/4, finished fourth, went off at 15-1. And, you know, this horse, by that gauge, probably can compete in here. And the other one that kind of intrigues me is Just a Touch for Brad Cox. And this horse, obviously, was on the Kentucky Derby trail last year. Finished second in the Bluegrass, finished second in the Gotham, and then came back as a four-year-old, and they tried him in the Met Mile. Didn't disgrace himself, ran third, got beat 4 3/4, and stayed in Graded Stakes Company. And then all of a sudden, they tried him on the turf at Keeneland last time out, and he won. He was favored. He went out to 7-5. He's been favored every single race he's ever won, just about. And Brad's got, you know, took a left-hand turn with this one after he didn't run at Santa Anita very well, and maybe he's found something on the turf. Now, he's stretching out to a mile and a half for the first time. But the horse is 10 out of 12 in the money lifetime, has won almost $800,000. I read Ortiz rides him back, and I don't think you're going to get 6-1 on him, but if you are, I'm going to jump all over the 6-1 for Just a Touch. And that's the three that I'm going to use, the three obvious ones to me. I could make a case for Jose's horse, Freedom's Way, coming out of the same Louisville race, but he ran behind Vote No in that one, so I'm just going to use Vote No. He didn't run very well in Elkhorn at all, so maybe he gets better with Jose on his back, but I'm going to leave him off maybe at my own peril.
I ended up on Just a Touch. I liked the late kick that he showed in that turf debut at Keeneland, and I think looking at his pedigree, he should love a mile and a half on the turf. And the horse that ran third behind Just a Touch came back to win a stake up at Woodbine pretty easily. So I think I'm like you. I don't think we'll get 6-1, but if we do, we'll be there with money in both hands. But I think Just a Touch is at a big shot in here, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of a price. I'm also going to use Vote No, who won this race last year and had a bit of a wide trip in the Louisville Stakes. Desvio is a win in 2 seconds out of 4 starts at a mile and a half, second off a layoff. So Johnny V staying with his horse. So you've got a lot to like, I think, about that one. And then Anagata, it's Mike Maker going long on the turf. And this horse has a couple of 93 buyer figures if you look a little bit further back. So I'm not going to let Mike Maker with one going long on the turf beat me when there's certain degree of unpredictability in here, given some of the recent form. So Just a Touch on top, but I'm going to go four deep. The second leg of this late pick four is for three-year-olds in the Delaware Derby on the main track at a mile and a 16th. And I ended up keying on the race on Derby Day, the allowance race on Derby Day at Churchill to find the winner. I ended up on Out of the Woods in here. Steadily improved in the last three. John Velasquez is keeping the mount on this horse. I think he's got a good post to potentially be the controlling speed. And I think the third place finisher in that race on Derby Day came back to finish a good second to Further Ado. He wasn't beaten that much by Further Ado. It was well ahead of third place. I think it's Our Money Man. And he was third behind Out of the Woods. And the horse that I like second and was kind of a coin flip between him and Out of the Woods, and that's Sovereign Law, the five, for Brad Cox. Improved with two turns and had some traffic troubles in the race on Derby Day. So I think one of those two is likely to win this. I'm going to use two other ones. I'm going to use Big Cuddle, who has really improved with two turns and really ran a nice race at Laurel in the Sir Barton. And the other one I'm going to put on the ticket is Litmus Test. I think he's a bad bet at anywhere around 3-2, which is what he is on the morning line. But Baffert will attract a lot of money, and maybe this one's just on the class edge, beats these. But I don't think he's going to. But since it's a pick four, I'm going to put him on the ticket. I'd feel stupid if I didn't have him on there and had the other three legs. So I'm going to use those four, but I like Out of the Woods on top. How about you?
I'm going to feed Litmus Test. I thought that there's no way this horse should have been in the Kentucky Derby. And I getting beat 37.5 lengths probably doesn't do a whole lot for his confidence. So I just think this horse was, Bob Baffert knows what he's doing, but I mean, he won the Los Alamos Futurity as a 2-year-old. That's the only thing you can say good about him. So as a 3-year-old, if it wasn't Bob Baffert training, if it wasn't the Kentucky Derby last time, I'd look at these buyer figures and you'd say he's got no shot. I'm going to say he's got no shot. I'm going to fade him. If he beats me, he beats me. I like Out of the Woods and Sovereign Law about equally. I thought Out of the Woods got the lead. The Sovereign Law ran really good, almost running down at a mile of 16th. And Sovereign Law has only had three lifetime starts and has made huge jumps in the buyer figures every time. And I can't believe he went off at 20-1 in an optional claimer at Churchill for Brad Cox with Manny Franco up. And now Rad takes him out now, which is a move up for Manny Franco even. So I think Sovereign Law's got a big shot. I think Out of the Woods has got a big shot. And my third one I'm going to use is Big Cuddle. Ran really well in the Sir Barton at Laurel and is really, really doing well right now. This jockey is a 25% jockey in 2026. Hazelwood, nobody knows anything about him because he's right up there in the mid-Atlantic area, but he's a great jock, and I think Big Cuddle's got a shot in here as well. So I'm fading Litmus Test.
Leg three is the Delaware Oaks. 3-year-old fillies at a mile and a 16th. And how did you see this one?
I thought this one was the most wide open of the four races we're looking at. I think you can make a case for some horses coming out of better races. And I think you can make a case for a horse that broke a maiden last time out. So I'm going to go five deep in here. Love Your Neighbor makes a lot of sense coming out of the eight bells. Lost the one-time girl who's really tough and only got beat a length and a half. And this one has fought all the battles as a 3-year-old. They didn't take her to the Oaks off that disappointing Fairground Oaks run, but she almost won the Rachel Alexandra behind Bella Ballerina, who's really tough. And so I think she's got a lot of back class, and she's a deserving favorite. But most of you sneaky good for Brad Cox. Ran behind a Fine Star Nay, a really nice filly in the Beaumont at Kema last time. I caught a muddy track that day, so he may be even better than that. Dazzling Dame coming out of the Oaks, actually at the half-mile pole, was only a length out and got smoked by Always a Runner and a couple other horses down the stretch. County Stars came back and won that out of that race, so this one's got a lot of back class as well. Pashmina for Rob Attriss coming out of the Oaks didn't have a great trip. And then the one coming off of maiden special weight is for Sassy Joseph and Johnny Velasquez, Taliqua. And this one won in Oakland. Had four races at four different racetracks, Gulfstream, Tampa, Colonial, and Oakland. Finally broke through a maiden there, and obviously she's got a lot of upside. There's a lot of horses in her past performances come back and won next time out. So I'm going to go five deep in here. I mean, Love Your Neighbor is a deserving favorite, but I don't think slam dunk in here.
I went to Sneaky Good. I thought that was a sneaky bad trip, actually, last time at Keeneland. Down on the inside, I don't think is where you wanted to be that day. And there was a big hole that opened up, I think, because you didn't want to be down on the inside. And then this horse got squeezed a little bit trying to make a run up the rail. And a fine Chardonnay, who is very good, came flying down the best part of the track, I think, and got the win. But I think Sneaky Good looks good in this spot. Her best buyer came in her only two-turn race, so she gets to go a mile and a 16th here. Arad Ortiz taking the mount is certainly a positive. Love Your Neighbor is the next one for me off that runner-up in the Eight Bells. Little concerned about the five runner-ups from eight starts, but she's kept some good company. After that, Dazzling Dame is one that I looked at because of her speed. And then Pashmina has some good speed and ran a 92 in the Gazelle two back. She was horrible in the Oaks, but ran a good second to Always a Runner. And I think, you know, could certainly run an improved race against this group versus what she was facing last time. I'm actually going to go narrow in here with just Sneaky Good and Love Your Neighbor for budgetary reasons, because I didn't want to narrow down in other places. But Sneaky Good, I probably have a pretty strong opinion on Sneaky Good in this spot. And then finally, three-year-old Maidens on the turf at a mile and a 16th to close out this late pick four, race 12. I took Scanner, the 9 on top, debuted on Preakness Day, and trainers send their horses out on those big days, tend to think that's often a sign that they have a high opinion of them. Sometimes it could just be that, you know, the owner's there, maybe he wants to run, but I think the people, owners like to win on those big days, trainers too, and so this horse debuted on Preakness Day, was rank early, and that kind of dulled his finish, but I think he's maybe better than he looked that day. Arad Ortiz riding for Graham Motion is an interesting pick up there. So I'm going to take a shot with Scanner. Soundbite for Miguel Clement, a 72 buyer, two back at Tampa, would look strong against this group. Practical Joker took money in 3 out of 4 starts last year, so I'm going to put him on the ticket. Don't Tell Tim also took money in the debut and had a bad trip. Don't like the post position from outside, but John Velasquez is riding, so if anybody can work out a trip, it would be him. And then I'm also going to use Slobber Knocker, the 1 down on the inside. Love the name. This horse ran over the Delaware surface and had a 70 buyer on the 28th of May and has improved in all 3 starts. So with that experience over the track and the improving form, I thought I would throw him on the ticket as well, because I think this is a wide open one. And so I'm going to end up using all of those on my pick 4 and go 5 deep. But Scanner on top. How about you?
I, going 4 deep in here, didn't have a strong opinion. I thought that Scanner makes a lot of sense with Arad picking up the mount for Graham Motion. It's probably going to be, I think, may go the favorite here over Soundbite. Wasn't a lot of difference between those in my mind, but Soundbite has caught a couple of really good horses in the 2 races over here after racing in Ireland for a couple of races. Ran second over there. I don't know what you're running against over there, but it's probably pretty good in stock. And Miguel Clement gets them ready over here. I'm going to use Graham Motion's other horse, Dream Quartet, first-time starter, because I've learned a lot that sometimes Graham Motion or all these good trainers may be the less obvious of the two that wins the race. And this horse is a first-time starter. He's 13% first-time starters, and Gomez takes them out. And 10-1 is very tempting in here. I'm also going to use Pure Octane for McLean Robertson. I was between Pure Octane and Slobber Knocker. That race got taken off the turf at Delaware, and Pure Octane got money, got 6-1, and Slobber Knocker was 3-1 the same day. I just think that Jose Ortiz is a better rider than Batista for the one horse. So I think Ortiz taking this mount for McLean Robertson might mean something in here. He's only raced for him one time last year, and he's 1-1. So I'm going to use Pure Octane as a price play in here. So I'm going to go 4 deep, just spend a little bit more money than I usually do on a pick 4.
Yeah, I ended up doing the same thing. I have an $80 ticket, 1-2-5-7 to start, with 3-4-5-6, with 7-9, with 1-3-4-9-11, $80 ticket for me. How did you structure your ticket?
And you felt strong enough that you almost singled your horse in the third leg, which would be a $40 ticket, right?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. I spent $90. I really didn't narrow anything down. And if you can get, if you feel strongly about one of these races, you can cut mine down too. But I went 3x3x5x4. So 1x5x7 with 3x5x6 with 2x3x6x7x9 with 2x3x6x9. Really nice card at Delaware Park this weekend.
Best of luck if you're playing there or somewhere else. And make sure you've got some funds in that Keeneland Select account if they got depleted during Belmont Week. We'll be back next week for another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.